Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Dice Before Dishonor. If you were here live a few moments ago, we've discussed a bit of a reveal what we're planning on doing, what we could do in the next season, getting more into our samurai's backstory, using more of the Pathfinder Society adventures. What if Gilder Varth decides to follow his religion and where that takes him? That could take him to Kadira, that could take him to Assyrian, or he could just roam across the countryside on a church mission, not necessarily the current political mission or, you know, save the queen kind of thing that you would assume War for the Crown is going to take our cavalier party. So bear that in mind. So, welcome back. When last we left our heroes, the scene descends upon what is known as the Dignified Repository. This is a warehouse that doubles supposedly as a safe house for Lady Lothied herself. The Cavaliers and one fly samurai have recently learned that she's being possibly held prisoner here. Thanks to Fafal, played by Aidan Willems, who unfortunately will not be joining us this evening, contacts with the Pathfinder Society through Lady Marilia of, I want to say the Phoenix Saga, but it's the Phoenix Court, the Sovereign Court. But, you know, I just see a phoenix, I get all excited. It's a really cool symbol and that kind of thing. She had managed to stake out the place, clear out some of the banditry and cultists and such that we're guarding, and giving our samurai and our cavaliers a chance to a full-on charge. I mean, when you, that moment where you guys threw back the doors and you guys just charged in there and skewered two guys in the dock was probably like the money moment in a movie. You know, the payoff moment that everyone was waiting for.
It's the most cavalier we've ever been.
I know, you guys did pretty good against Scorpion, like the first season zero, that kind of thing.
We don't talk about the Scorpion, man.
No, we do not talk about the Scorpion.
You lost the kid.
That didn't go so well for some of us.
The civilian died. Terrible.
No, that's what happens when you crit
in the first round of combat. You're twice. Like, da-da-da-da-da, let's see how he does. And it's like, oh,
crit.
He's dead. So you hear a commotion. You turn and look just in time to see the sting of a scorpion penetrate the chest of the person you were sent to find.
It came down to initiative. It beat you guys hands out on initiative. Then a random crit roll. You know, that
followed
was confirmed
by another crit roll.
Confirmed, and you guys were on fast mounts. I mean, normally this, you guys would be on foot and have to like spend a round or two getting there. Well, Sinbad music are playing and this thing snapping at the kid who you would think fend him off. Now, some DMs might script that. Some DMs would like ignore dice rolls to let that play out. Let the players have a chance. Sure. But there's
not Jeff. The players
not in my
chance.
World.
Ah! I'm just saying. What,
they have
one
no
thing
chance.
I won't do.
Honestly, I think you just couldn't figure out a voice for the guy, so you're like, kill him.
It's not true. Didn't have that one. Don't put words and voices in my mouth. I found it interesting in combat how the dice could really just turn what you would expect to happen. And when it's pro player, a DM and players should embrace it. But when it's pro monster, then why not? Now, in my defense, in another show, we have this monk, and he is all over, and we have this magic missile barrage artillery sorcerer, and he is all over, and then I got this death dwarf with an axe that just, like, runs through rooms, kicking open doors, and just mows over, and I didn't pull them back, I didn't open with the terrifying croak, all this stuff, I let it play out. You guys had initiative, you had all this stuff, it was freaking cake, and it was like, yeah. And in the same token, a DM might kind of like, oh, no, let's, you know, make him earn it. We got to make sure the player showcases all his powers and the monster showcases all his powers. And it's very satisfying. You guys had the steamroll effect in that game. And you, unfortunately, in this game early on, you did not. And now that we've posted both and you can see how the dice could really change something. That's the actual play part, I think, of a podcast, because we're not around a table and the audience always wonders, are those rules legit? You know, are those cards, is he just reading off of the, you know, that kind of thing? Well, I think once in a while those dice fall, or just pretty much all the time, you know, let the dice lie. Now, we almost lost Frank Storf in that campaign to some bad cards.
Everybody's nearly died in that. Like, yeah. I was thinking back and I was like, wow, you know, like we're really kind of cakewalking this. Maybe it should be adjusted a little bit. And then I'm like going back.
And suddenly crit cards.
Like, it's like every single fight, somebody is like one hit away from just dying. You know what I mean? Like at every single fight, I'm like, that does not constitute a cakewalk. That just means that we used our resources.
That's right. The cake is a
very
lie.
Very efficiently.
The cake is a lie.
Right.
Right.
I have 10 hit points. It's fine. I'll use 9 of them.
Right? That's a resource.
Yeah. That's, you know, just come on back. Another example is our mummy's mask, and you guys fought the sandling, and every time you guys got up, it was attacks of opportunity all around, and it kept knocking you down, and Frank's in the back just healing, bursting with positive energy, just trying to keep you guys like, get up, you're embarrassing me, you know. And that was very drawn out and crunchy, but I enjoy all aspects of gaming, whether you guys are doing well and my monsters are dying, or the monsters just start throwing you guys like ragdolls, you know, puny god, or if it's that knuckle, inch by inch fight, you know, let the dice fall as they fall. So, speaking of Fafal, speaking of samurai and several cavaliers, let's drop the scene back in the warehouse. Leon, you and Sir Bartholomew, a cursory look around the warehouse reveals all of its nooks and crannies, that there is no one else lurking, and that you have, shall we say, looted the bodies professionally and, you know, don't have to worry about
search the bodies for identifiable marks and features. You know, we got to find
these. If any of them are still alive, remove any forms of
breath and existence. Because time is relative.
Coming back and getting us in the back.
Okay, so you want to tie them up and let fate decide, or I think we talked about that earlier.
Especially still alive,
especially with the paladins' actions, it was like, you know, these guys have kidnapped women and children and or halflings that are children size. And
when did we kidnap people?
No, the bad guys did.
Oh, the
bad guys. Sort of like, you know, the gloves are off. Like when Varth charged his horse up the stairs and skewered in the office, that was an overkill. That was a paladin in a hurry to mete out meaty justice. You know, there wasn't any surrender, tell me where your boss is. These guys have already committed vile acts, so I was just assuming the gloves are off. I wasn't bugging you guys so much about like, oh, you shouldn't finish them, you shouldn't coup de grace. I brought up the code, but I wasn't like
during mid combat and stuff. No, if we killed them, we killed them. But now that we're out of combat and like everyone is either unconscious or already dead, we don't really need to go out of our way to make sure they're all dead. We just tie them up and hand them over.
Okay, well, sorry, when you say make sure they don't come back to us to haunt, what is your approach to this?
No, I meant,
rope
I
or the sword,
implying,
right?
Like, you remove their weapons and...
You know, or just a blunt object to add to the concussion. Doink. You know, something like that, you know, so... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
While this is going on, a cursory search of the office with Sir Winston and Varth and the chance to realize there is really nowhere else you can take your horses unless there's some sort of secret loading dock that drops out. You guys are at a point where you need to dismount. I'm sorry. Just saying.
Never!
I've already dismounted. I dismounted last round.
Yeah.
You did totally ride your horse up the stairs, though, didn't you?
I did. Totally
we did check they were metal stairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Wonder Horse.
Exactly.
Yes. Climbs upstairs.
So... searching the office, you guys find some Fafal identifies these alchemy pellets as Shadowhand smoke pellets, something that he was given earlier. Remember, guys, when you first entered the gala, and there were some spy toys? He's like, I'll take care of these.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Fafal successfully, see if he actually, he identifies them. I'm just seeing the rolling to see if he feels whimsical enough to tell you about them. Yeah, we're in a good mood. Okay, Fafal's a good mood.
He's like, hey, check it out. I'm Batman.
Yeah, and he uses them up to show you. Guess what these do? And I'm out. Well, that would have been good. A silver cameo. Now, you guys know like the Oil of Valet, the little sculpted bust of a late type of thing, right? This is like an amulet cameo that pops open. And inside is a portrait of knowledge history, gentlemen.
All right. Knock the dust off your character sheet here and look at
I'll
my
just raw that raw
skills.
Intelligence roll there.
That is a 20 knowledge history.
Oh, there you go.
6 knowledge history.
I got a, holy cow, a 19 knowledge history.
All right. Both Leon and Varth, this is obviously Prince Davian the First. Not the current ruler, the third, the first. This is Granddaddy. A lovely cameo of Granddaddy. And a very nice snuff teak, you know, teak wood, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Snuff box. A modicum of snuff. It's most effervacious.
Effervacious?
I thought it was effervacious.
Schweppervescent.
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 Was most Baron Munchausen. So.
Effervescent.
The storeroom in the back is strangely pretty bare.
Pretty bare?
Yeah. Can I have
it
a knowledge?
Like a pink bow and did have it it's like toe claws painted?
No. You know, just empty. Rather empty-ish.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's too early for that kind of tangent there, Mr. Witt. Moving on. And then we have Mr. Smiles, who some of his face paint is smudged, and he has very gray, pallid skin. Well, yeah, you guys have knowledge. Yeah, not just from being dead. Does anyone have knowledge planes?
No.
How about knowledge local with a much higher DC?
I think we may all have one or two of those. 13.
Local 14.
Okay. Leon, exotic people, materials, all for the right price, animals, all come through the Operium port. And those that stand...
Is the GM suggesting we sell them for parts?
No. I'm saying some decide to wear makeup to hide their heritage for, especially someone like this who apparently is dressed like some kind of gross entertainer. He's even got the sickle with the teethy smile on it. Very pallid gray skin. And I believe they're a Shadowvar. They're a from the plane of Chateau. The derogatory term is actually called Fetchling.
All right.
They are known for their affinity and nature of the plane of Shadow, and they are known to be callous, cruel.
And dead.
And this one is dead.
Super dead.
Yes. Does anyone have a praise? You guys interested and curious what this stuff is worth? Or we just put it in the general, you know, the Vicky the horse and Mikage pouches, and it's like, here, take these to the jeweler. Get a good price for me, Mikage. Yes. Off he goes. He always has something to do.
Sir Winston dances around them. The two.
Praise of 19. Ha ha! They go, oh, let me see that trip fall flat on my face. Get up. I know what this is.
The teak snuff box is a good 20 gold. The Grand Prince Davian cameo, a good 100. And there's an actual store of cash, over 1,200 silver and over 140 gold pieces, which I have added to your party sheet.
Yeah, because we ain't gonna leave that.
Oh, no. You can't leave money in the hands of ne'er-do-wells. Well, just do more bad things.
They're just going to use it to buy drugs.
Now, the question is, were you talking about the people we've mostly just killed, or were you talking about the problem of putting that in the party collection?
Also, yes.
No, this is like a stash of money up in the actual office that the bad guys have found and pocketed, and you find it on Smiles, or it is like around the office through a cursory search.
Yeah, it's totally the bad guy's money. Confiscation all the way.
And now it disappears into Fafal's scarf, and he's got it. No problem, my lord. Yeah.
That's how it works in the real world.
Yeah.
Civil forfeiture.
Well, it's just, I find it really amazing how often bank robbers rob a bank, get caught, and then they somehow can't find the money. Oh, we never found where the money was. Yeah, sure, officer. I wouldn't find the money if I was a cop.
On the local Tufts, they have daggers and darts. Some more appraising gentlemen. Do we have a weapons guy? Like somebody that's Bartholomew or, you know, someone that's interested in actual weaponsmithing?
12 appraising.
I think so.
Okay. Sir Winston, a sickle? Outstanding masterwork quality. And you know what they say about masterwork weapons? Sickle. Yeah. Well, I'll just say a masterwork weapon is the baseline weapon that can hold an enchantment. He also carries a buckler. He has his entertainer's outfit, that sort of harlequinish jester outfit, hiding studded leather underneath, and two polished stones that seem to almost hum, vibrate in your hand.
I don't know where we found them.
Vibrate in your hand. Now I wish I hadn't said that description. I'll try to help you. You guys don't have knowledge or can. I'm like,
you see Fafal searching the guys around the mid-range. Ooh.
Well, I'm like trying to describe a thunderstone. So I'm like, it's a thunderstone. It could vibrate in his hand. So I'm picturing this. I'm like about to say vibrate. And you're like, where did we find these? Up where? It's like, dude, no, that's so weird that they're vibrating stones.
Gamma.
Like, yeah, jeez.
Well, I mean, didn't we not have to end up using some thunderstones when we were in the the escaping from like the group of rats and stuff.
Oh, that's right. So, and I keep forgetting Fafal is a caster, and yeah. Yes, he IDs them as Thunderstones. Okay. He also casts Detect Magic, and if you don't mind, my lord, the sickle intrigues me. I'd like to a little bit more about its history and cash value, you know, put that away. Since you stole my moment with your horse going the stairs, I was supposed to fight this guy mano a mano. No. He lets you guys know that the sickle radiates magic. It's probably worth quite a bit compared to just a regular one. He's not interested in the clothes. Nice. He might be interested in the buckler, if you guys aren't.
It's a magic sickle.
Okay. So, placing these items into the party list again. If you guys can, if you wish them, can you pull them out, or do I need to free them? I can't remember. Do I have to put them on your characters, or can you guys just take them from the party list, throw them on your guy?
Where is this list?
The it's the icon at the top right. There's a letter I and three little dummy heads. It's the party.
Three little dudes.
Yeah.
Try and steal it. Magical sickle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Totally. Let me grab it and drop it on my sheet. Okay.
Nice. There you go. There you go. Yeah. So if there's
studly leather.
If there's no objection, I think the buckler might serve for fall.
Sure.
Also, yeah. Suit Leon if he wanted it.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
I think there may be a penalty using bucklers with weapons in that.
It's like a negative to hit.
Not a bow. The biggest thing with that is that if I use it, it's good for like the surprise round. But as soon as I start using my bow, I lose the I lose the AC bonus.
Oh, yeah, but if you don't get shield bonus surprise round because you're flat footed. You have to be aware and have shield up, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
not having it equipped give you access to the abilities from it, though? Like, can you not, if you've got your buckler on,
block? There's the Scarab shield that the android had in Mummy's Mask, and they just reacted because it went off by itself. If it has an immediate effect that you don't have to command word, then sure. But anyway, it's in the party list. We can discuss. It was just something Bard Rapier. But, you know, you guys can hash that out party later, as it were. So was there anything you guys wanted to do? Anything else in the warehouse itself? Because after searching the office once around, there's no immediate sign of you kind of expected that closet to open and find prisoners tied up all, you know, let us out of here. Because they were guarded, you know, there were guards up there, but there's nothing. The room's empty. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's going on? You know, bang on some crates, listen. You know, I'll even give you these aspects. You guys quietly roam around listening for struggling, calling out, saying, you know, Lady Lothied, are you here? Banging on boxes, you know, that kind of thing. You open up one long rectangular crate. What's that? An Ark of the Covenant. You sure? Yeah, pretty sure. Close it up. Fafal will stash that for later. You know, that kind of thing. New sign of Lothied.
Yeah, Fafal can keep the shield, actually. But it does say that... you do actually keep your shield bonus when you're flat-footed.
You do?
Yeah.
Even with a buckler. Maybe I'm thinking sufficient. We have to, like, raise your shield.
Maybe.
Let's start searching around.
Okay.
Because we there should be something here. All right. And we're just not seeing.
Yeah, let's take a really careful look in that closet. If it looks a little more barren than it should be and it's a storeroom, maybe
I would ask for perception, but since you guys are currently non-threatened, you can take your 20 and just start licking walls.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Tongue first.
Okay.
We'll each take a different square, take a 20, 2 minutes later per square. That
okay.
Works out great.
You find three things. Winston, you were interested in the back room. Okay.
Yep.
You confirm that it's empty, no secret passages. Lord Varth and Bartholomew, you find that one of these stove pipes, one of these exhaust pipes that go out the ceiling, remember we saw them outside? These chimneys?
Okay.
One has an access latch, a thin seam that you can open, and you find the top of it stuffed. There is no outward access, and a ladder descending straight down the pipe into the darkness below.
That's a cool secret passage.
Right.
Yeah. Leon, something for you and you alone. Peering around, and on the back wall, there's a window overlooking the warehouse. For a moment, you catch sight of something way up at your eye level. So this is way off the floor. It's small, sparkles like an asterisk, and seems to sort of turn or note or focus itself on you in the window until you look directly at it. And then it just very slowly slides up and away as if stealthily, like, don't look at me, but I want to look at you, you know, kind of thing, just up, 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 until it's sort of out of eye view.
Perhaps we missed something? At any rate, you've found a secret passage.
Yes. Seems so. Yes, yes.
Shall we?
Let's.
Okay. How do we get a wolf down a ladder in a pipe? Do we have rope? Or are we going to have... This is a very narrow entrance exit. We get to the bottom of this thing and someone's behind us or comes later. You know, do you guys want to leave anyone up here to guard?
I mean, the wolf has fly speed.
That's wolf true.
Totally has fly speed.
And so you just jump in there and descend 5 feet, five
hover
feet.
Down.
Just like...
Okay.
My own little wolf turbo lift.
All right. Considering you could sort of collect things and detect magic later, or just turn to Fafal as your manservant and slap him going, detect! That rune is suspicious. Do you wish to take Fafal with you, or again, leave him here as some sort of rear guard?
Now we'll leave, we will leave Bartholomew as the rear guard.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Dagon. And we will do the pipe dance. Brip, brip, brip.
Okay. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
I'll go first, actually, because if there's anything down there, my range would be a little better.
Okay.
All right. Leon, the ladder ends in darkness. You get the feeling that you've breached a ceiling of a cavern because behind the ladder from a steel pipe sort of becomes a rock wall and then hits a dirt floor. Scuffing your toes and your sandals around in the darkness, you sense an opening of a space behind you, but it is pitch black down here.
A follow light spell light. Would be helpful.
A single copper piece. Ping! Lights and descends.
Kind of chucking the throwing glow stick down the mine shaft.
Ding! Yep. And lands at your feet. Lighting up a chamber. And taking you, gentlemen, to the new map. Da-da-da.
Chamber of Secrets.
Sorry, well, it was through a secret door. Let's talk about what you see. This excavated chamber seems to link the warehouse above with a 15-20 foot, I want to say kidney-shaped, but you're sort of at a pocket in the top right corner. It opens not just away from you to a southwest, but the walls get further and further apart. So where you're in this like little 5 foot, 10 foot space niche where the ladder is, that's kind of immediately round behind it. Looking down and away, the walls excavate outward till you get to a 15-20 foot wide chamber, you know, at the far end. The most interesting part is it's almost like this excavation of this natural rough-hewn stone unburied a stonework wall that's buried down here. And this is the jutting corner that you see sticking out of the bottom west of this chamber. What do you do? You, your bow, no wolf, and a glowing coin. Well,
I wait until the flash of light kind of stops dying my eyes so that all I see is an abyss of white.
Well, that's since I described the whole room, that's kind of a given. Poof, can't see, adjust, and then
sorry,
I just gave
was,
a very...
That was my in-character way of explaining the map is not loading properly. It's just a giant section of white.
Scroll hard right bottom. Or at least hard to your right.
Yeah, zoom out, and it should pop up on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Then I will walk over to the wall. I'm assuming that one of those looks like it might be an opening of some sort at this top section here.
As far as you can tell at the moment, it's just solid wall.
Okay, then I will take the time to examine the wall while everyone's climbing down.
Can I have a perception check, please?
Sure.
Who's next down the ladder?
Say 23.
Okay. As you step forward here, there's the coin lit room. You never picked up the coin. It's lying on the floor. And as you're walking along examining the wall, there's that glint of a hair thin wire crossing at ankle level that because of your 23, I really, really wanted to set that off in your face, but that's fine. You see a trip wire revealing a trap. Most likely. It crosses... I have it in the center of the room, but they basically say it crosses up left, down right, straight across that point. So if you cross that point, which you had your mini roaming around, so of course I backed you up and said, oh, perception, because you actually have a light source, damn it.
There seems to be a tripwire down here as well.
Set it off, or just sit there and pluck it and wait for the guy that owes you money. Ping! Something like that.
Yeah, Fafal.
Do you want to tamper with it, or do you just want to stand guard over
it? Yeah, just let people know where it is and tell them to step wide.
Okay. Lord Varth, next down?
Yep.
Okay. Can you see? Scroll out, pan.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay. So the ladder kind of pretty much dumps you in the corner. Okay. You see with his sort of right shin, you know, and he's turned towards you and he's immediately pointing down with the edge of his bow, doing that guideline. Look here with the stick, right? Anyway, the coin on the floor, that adjacent light straight out, actually does make it glint. What do you want to do?
All right. I will move forward, pick up the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not going to set that trap off. Can we, now that we know it's there, can we just bypass the trap without?
Yeah, as long as, basically, as soon as Leon said, I'm going to stand on this and show it to everyone, that's what he's doing now. So,
okay, then I will move past Leon over to here.
I think our only obstacle at this point is because technically Winston has to tell Barkley, it's like a writing check, and if he screws it up, Barkley will be like, where? Click. So that's probably the only threat at this point. Height. Yeah, don't land.
Yeah, no, he'll hover. Why not? So take advantage of my new ability. Just like,
so what I'm looking at is a natural kind of a stone washout with the artificial wall to the southwest.
Yeah,
is that right?
This blocked out section, this quite literal gray stone jutting out into the room.
All right,
is a solid hewn wall.
Start searching the area. I guess there's got to be a way out. Carefully bypass the trap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll check here first.
Yeah. Starting at the top and working your way around. So there's four sections. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, the trap is centralized so you guys know where it is, but picture a thin line. I'll actually give you guys, I'll get rid of the token. Okay. And I'll give you guys, like, draw a nice little thin line on there for you. But imagine tripwire just crossing those middle squares, top left down to right center, where the two points of, you know, anchor just behind the niches in the wall kind of thing. Yeah. But like you said, at this point, pretty much irrelevant.
Okay.
I believe Fafal would take great interest in it, though, wanting to know what it hooks up to, what it sets off, you know, in case it's a decoy to something. Oh, good, thank you. And what happens if you step over a wire? You really put your weight down on the pressure plate on the other side, you know, kind of. So you weren't, my lord, wait, that this might be, you know, this was too easy, that kind of thing. So still, be very cautious, everyone, you know. Anyway, so he'll take a knee and keep him busy. Flying Wolf goes by. Anyway, Leon, if you want to aid in the search as well of you, by the time Varth starts licking his first 5 or 10 feet, you guys have told everyone and, you know, you're all free to move.
22 perception.
You want to pick up a...
I'll go to the far corner.
Okay. Varth, what is your, by taking 20 and adding your perception bonus, what is your total?
21.
Okay. So in the first square for Varth, no. Winston, are you going to do the 2 minute or?
Yes, I will take 20, which would give me a total of 21.
I just picture this wolf like at eyeball level, sniffing the wall with you, just doing the, you know, that kind of thing, you know. Varth's doing the crumbling age test, carbonating it, right?
No, so that's Barkley's. Mine is actually higher, I think. Yeah, it'd be 20. Mine would be 27.
The best part, without waiting for a 2 minute check, rolling straight perception with a 22, Leon, you go straight to where no one else is, and you spot the seam of a doorway revealing a secret door that looks pretty simple to operate.
Don't mean to interrupt, but I think I found it.
Very nice.
Jove, I think he's right.
And I suppose then listen carefully to the other, like, try to see if we can hear past the wall, if there's anything moving around back there. Probably not, but give it a try.
Something else I'd like to mention, now that you're this close, the seam is uneven. It's almost like someone's left it ajar, didn't close it properly.
Mm.
I'm not saying, dun, 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 it's too easy to find, but someone's either been careless or, you know, if you'd like to share that and, you know, have the group hive mind of Cavalier denote what it means. But this is it's definitely can set into the wall and it has not been.
It's like it was closed in a hurry, or at least carelessly.
Your thoughts, gentlemen?
Onward and upward. So Barkley just floats 5 feet closer to the ceiling. Not you, you fool.
Okay. Varth, your thoughts?
My thoughts is proceed carefully.
Okay.
Rightly if we can.
All right. I might even put in the Fafal offhandedly mentions that there's your lure. Anyone goes over and, you know, immediately starts searching the wall. Hey, everyone, look, there's a door. Everyone rushes over. Someone's going to hit the tripwire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One of the coolest one of the coolest things I saw in Goblin Slayer, the anime, was them describing how there was that sort of hook back cave entrance in the tunnel, but the goblins put like a little idol down in front of it. So as soon as you're around the corner, oh, look, a little idol. Everyone runs and looks at it and then goes, what does this mean? I don't know. Let's proceed. And you totally forget to kind of do the 180 because it draws your focus. And it's like, oh, that's brilliant. Freaking brilliant. So there's not a barrier here. We can assume that the secret door is open and you gentlemen may proceed.
In this case, I will ask Gilder Varth if he would like to go first. Probably with a lit sword or something.
Yep.
A chamber, not even quite 10 feet wide, 15 feet long to the south, and two hallways. One, your light source reveals opening into a larger room. Another is a hallway that just ends about 10 feet to the south. What do you do?
As soon as I get through the door, I will direct Barkley to sniff.
I will point down the dead-end hallway and have somebody go check it out.
Okay.
We'll see what's down there. Whoever I think has the highest perception.
I'll lead Barkley down that way.
Winston Fafal technically serve you. You keep ordering Vinmark around. One day he's going to be pissy about it, going, you know, I have papers. I'm just as noble as you. Screw the racism that's above. You know?
I think he has done that a couple times. You can't pull rank on me. Oh, right.
Oh, I've got the Stavian tattoo on my left ass cheek. I think I can. He says, yeah. Oh, right. So, with a greater danger in an open chamber beyond, I'll have an actual perception check from you and from Mr. Barkley.
26 perception.
Oh, look, a secret door. Practically ajar again. Boy, these people are... This is really sloppy work.
It's a sloppy door, closed doorsmanship.
Sloppy work, I tell
closed
you.
Closed doorsmanship. I like that. That's good.
My opinion is that if it's hard to find, then it's the way to go.
Aha.
That way.
Secret tunnel. Secret tunnel.
Yeah, really. It's like the best part of the Avatar series. Here you go. Here's a couple S's for you. Doors and such.
Fancy.
Yeah. So I will turn and like motion for Gilder Varth. He's got the light source. So
as I cross through here, 5, 10, 15, or 5, 10, 15, 20. So I can see 20 feet into the room as I'm crossing there. Do I see anything else in there that looks like a bunch of dudes around a table or?
No, it seems to be right back to a natural excavated source. You mean your hard left, as it were?
25.
You see a bunch of food on tables, but no people.
Okay, sweet. So, that's just taking like a quick glance and then I'll move down.
Huh.
So there's, I don't know, probably an action to direct and a move action.
So the workstone walls that you step through, also you see on the one side, on Leon's side, the west side there, they proceed along, but eventually they give away. They're all cracked and they give away to a natural cavern. A putrid rainbow of fungus covers the eastern walls. To the south, the chamber opens into a worked stone tunnel. A slurry of foul-smelling liquid flows in the adjoining tunnel, its choke stenching filling the air. I'll reveal it even at this point because it's obvious the sewer is merely 60 feet away and you guys can smell it.
19 handle animal to make sure that Barkley doesn't just go nope and turn around and run away from the stench.
Ludo smell bad. Actually, that's not bad. Let's try that as the new Barkley voice.
Barkley smell bad.
No, it's not. Can't sell it. Never mind.
You said the river of poo, and what else?
Your wall that you're on, the east wall. So to the right of the map of the east wall, there's like all this rainbow colored fungus that it's just grown all over the wall. It's like mildew and fungus. On Leon's wall, you see like a hewn stone wall that fades out and is cracked and rubbling and just turns back into this natural cavern as the map is showing you.
What do I know about rainbow fungus? That seems...
You guys have knowledge.
Slightly out of place.
Knowledge dungeoneering?
How about knowledge nature?
Yeah.
Where is that? I should have it. I don't see it on my skills.
Don't have it. Local religion. No. I got Bupkis. So mine would be a just
a raw intelligence.
A raw int check.
Six.
Three. No, no, that's totally normal.
Mytho the Mart.
Leon, anything? Anything, buddy?
My concern, rather than the fungus, is...
Oh, Barkley knows.
What exactly... Would going into the sewer be to our benefit as far as perhaps another entrance back in, or would they have kept her that way, in that direction?
Very least, we should examine this path until we find an ending to it, unless it's ridiculously far away.
Does there look like there's any tracks or anything like that?
Yes. Good idea.
All right. Perception to find, or I believe you can just use straight up
survival
tracking.
Survival check.
Survival, yeah. Trucking.
So just use
keep that perception. Ranger trucking.
14!
In any kind of weather. Sorry?
I got a 16 perception.
Okay. There is a sort of a worn path that you would assume someone would traverse, but it's quite old and grown in. Like I said, the expedience of growth off that wall, just because of the moisture down here. But it's nothing like, oh, there's a fresh boot print that you can see.
25 survival to track or see, to look for tracks.
Okay. Barkley catches the scent of something. He kind of points ahead. You know what I mean? But he's like doing the, like, I spotted something or I smell something up there. It's not a, oh, look, a track master right below us, that kind of thing. With those perceptions. Right. And Leon, our possible future ranger? You're dabbling in some ranger? We're talking about the same
ranger? Range R.
Oh, you got a 9. He refuses to speak. The samurai holds his tongue. Any roll under 10, right?
So, taking the cue from Barkley, Sir Winston uses his mad survival skill, the 25.
To float over there?
No, I'll touch him down.
Oh, thank you. Because it's like, any minute now, 5.
He's so slow.
10.
Oh, you know what? I don't need light. When he flies, he's a glowing nimbus.
Oh, shut up.
But he surely gives off like 5 feet light. It's not like he gives off the 30, 15 feet of torchlight, does he?
5 feet of light gives 30 feet of low light. I got low light vision.
Oh, that's gross.
No, it's good. It's a nice shadowy effect for when the creature goes clump. Does anyone saw what just grabbed Vincent? No. Insufficient light source for the humans. We cannot identify or form a tactical. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Slap, 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 slap. It has tentacles. No, did he say tentacles? Or was that rhetorical? You know.
At least we saw when the light went out.
Yes. Yeah, right. Timestamp that in the log for fall. Winston's demise, 5:30 p.m. Aww. So, you know, something like that. Okay. Anyway, however, not advertising your position to a faraway, distant creature because you have a, let's say, not so bright light source is also a good idea. So, where were we? Oh, yes. So, you approach us. Okay. We get to, I'd say, right about in the open here. And Barkley starts growling. Roll for initiative.
What's that?
The work stone gives way to the cracked walls and natural cavern. A putrid rainbow of fungus covers the eastern wall. True. To the south, the chamber opens up in work stone tunnel. A slurry, nice way of saying something liquidy. Chamber opens work stone tunnel. Slurry of foul smelling liquid flows.
Natural 20 initiative for 22.
Tunnel, yeah.
13.
Nice. This mushroom grows from a bed of tentacular roots. Deep violet tendrils slither out of dozens of fissures in its pointed cap.
It's harvest time, baby.
It's harvest. What?
I just got a sickle.
Oh,
yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
This giant mushroom starts like gnawing its way towards me. Shing.
Yeah, and here you were balking at the concept of charging in with.
That was the plan. I was going to test it. I like, wonder if you can charge with this. Puts the lance away.
We know this plant. Do you remember the temple
it's
underground?
Morale, man. That's like the most delicious mushroom in existence.
Do you guys remember the Little Caesar guy in the big forest and everyone was lined up having a pee and then Bartholomew
pizza
and Leon?
Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Temple of Arden. You know, we never figured out what it was, but you remember Bartholomew and Leon. You remember seeing this thing and fighting this thing.
That thing legit looks like it's straight out of that Stranger Things show, though.
Yeah.
What was that place called? The Inside Out or the Upside Down?
Yeah. So I think it's time for a little battle music. Barkley, obviously.
Tryptophobia warning, though.
Yeah. Barkia? Barkley is obviously not surprised, so he has warned a alert Winston. So as far as initiative goes, gentlemen, how did we make out?
Gildervarth got a 16.
Okay.
I got a 13.
All right. Winston?
I got a natural 20 for a total of 22.
Nice. Very nice. Very, very nice.
And somebody call back for Bartholomew.
Fafal, who's like in the last room, is like, you want me to go back three rooms, jump a trip wire, and call up Bartholomew, going, it's a plant, help us, save us, big green guy. That's what you want to happen?
No, but look who just joined the chat.
Fine. I was just going to punish him.
He's just...
He's calling, that's a good sound effect. He's calling down the tube, the stovepipe. So, with a Dunnel-Dagon, we'll just keep his initiative at 6. A Dunnel-Dagon on the way, you know. The surprise round. You move up, and remember how you were like, I'm urging him on, like, because of the stink, and he's hesitant, and now he's pointing, going, no, there's something else that stinks, dude. No, let's go have a look. You get him all the way up there, and this thing wants to lash out. So you're moving, and this thing moves. Winston, do you pull up? We'll put you here. Do you want to pull up, or what do you want to do with Barkley?
It looks like an appropriate charge distance with my sickle.
Surprise round. You have a single action.
Single action. Was like, charge not a single action? Attack and
no,
one
you,
action?
You can't.
Ah.
Surprise round.
Yeah, charge is like a standard.
Actually, you know what? I probably didn't have the sickle out, so that'll be my action.
Okay. Pull the sickle. Pull the sickle. And Barkley, as you said, on former command, is proceeding because he's on Autobot. Right?
Yep.
Fafal is in the back. And Winston, you call out, Fafal, get Bartholomew. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. As a move action, you're allowed to warn others as a standard action so they are not surprised. But since you're already moving and doing stuff, I'm just going to have Fafal make a perception check trying to figure out, what did he say? Did he call my name? And that kind of thing, and see if he lacked on his own. Lord Varth, you are up. Leon, you're on deck. What do you want to do?
I am gonna toss the coin forward to illuminate the room.
Okay.
Basic, a drop action or what have you, then draw my weapon and my shield. I assume I had a weapon out, so I'll draw my shield as a standard and then move forward. 5, 10, 15. Right there.
So drawing weapon wealth moving. If.
Yep.
Okay. Leon. As usual, they crowd your target. No clean shot. If only you were faster initiative. Yeah, I would when you level, take improved initiative, because like just to up your odds of getting a shot in or something, you know, soften a target. Because these guys all charge.
There's better options than that.
Isn't there like precise shot that allows you to fire into combat with no penalties or something like that?
Eventually.
That's true.
Or remind us to stop running forward in the way.
I mean, I've done that so many times.
Just
face
palms.
And got used to it.
I hate these guys.
I got so used to it, in fact, that I've started to learn how to thread the needle with my arrows.
Because you're good for practice.
To about there.
To about there?
Yep.
Don't worry,
with
my
arrow
with
the ready,
flanking position.
Because it's currently a surprise round, so I get movement.
Right. Okay. You can knock an arrow while moving.
Yep.
If you want to prepare. Okay. It's fungus time. Four tentacles, but it's basically sitting there, and you guys rush up, and it just takes a whack, like it just whoosh, one tentacle, you know, sitting pretty, reaches out. As Winston and Barkley breach that 10-foot, this thing reaches way out,
whoosh,
and takes a smack at Winston and Barkley.
Choose your target.
It's 50-50. It's a plant. It sees you as one thing. So, odd or even there, Winston?
Odd.
Okay. Odd it is. It just happens to fling high, and I will target you.
Goes for the head.
Yeah. Goes for the chokehold, right? Flinging with an 18.
Hits me.
Sir Winston.
Barely hits me.
And does 2 plus Dink. 1, 3 points... of damage.
Oh, my face.
Of the damages.
Just gets bit slapped.
Yeah. That's all we're going to talk about. Well, I guess those struck with my tentacle. Can I have a fortitude save, please?
You can.
Not only does this thing bludgeon you.
16.
It's covered with a mucus membrane, which is really nasty. 16?
16.
Okay. We'll get back to you. Bartholomew. Paging Bartholomew.
Yes.
So, after searching the warehouse, finding a stovetop pipe that doesn't penetrate the roof so much as look like a decoy, a ladder descending into an underground cavern. They decide to leave you as honor guard. And now, as perception luck would have it, you have Fafal on his turn. He heard something and just took it as, if it's get Bartholomew, he knows he has to haste. So he acrobatically, on his turn as a single move, just basically jumps a wire and gets to the bottom of a ladder. So suddenly, you're way up this ladder, you're looking around, you're sitting at the desk, twirling in the big office chair, you know, and then you just hear Fafal, you know, Sir Bartholomew, we need you! Physic, we need you! Physic, I need you! So on a surprise round, you kind of do the, huh? You know, are they calling me? You know, you get up, you wander over, you're trying to make sense of what's going on. And then when we get into the full round of him yelling at, like, well, more interaction with Fafal, you're up and moving. But you are up a ladder that you need to climb in an office in the warehouse where we'd left Gildavarth at the top of the stairs kind of thing. So coming around to the actual round one with Sir Winston. I'm hoping everyone can see this. Yes?
Yes.
All right. What do you got for us, Winnie?
I am going to move into flanking position.
All right.
Which would draw an attack of opportunity because I'm leaving a threatened square and not being out of a threatened square.
Yes.
I guess, you can move on diagonals in this, can't you?
Yeah. It's you can. The first is 5 feet, the second is 10.
I will take a 5-foot step into flanking position.
Okay.
Choppity choppity with the sickle.
Okay. So I get an attack of opportunity. I have a 10-foot reach. But because you took a 5-foot step and you're doing a full attack action, it kind of, you know, you're allowed to safely 5-foot, right?
Yep.
However, ride check from the Winston, because technically that is a combat maneuver. Like, you're like, I take the combat 5-foot. So pretty much every time you want to move.
Ooh, 7.
What's the minimum? Is this like 10 or 15?
Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah. So you tell him to do it. But Barkley will move, but he might not. He might override. He might not take the 5-foot step and actually incur. The good news is it's Barkley that's going to get hit, not you.
All right. So if you're guiding with your knees, that's a right check DC 5.
Okay. So you're fine.
Yeah.
Controlling a mount in battle is DC 20.
Ooh. Ooh.
So I do believe that's if your mount is not combat trained and such, though.
Yeah. So if your mount is combat trained. The DC 20 allows you to attack with your normal and your mount to attack.
Now, don't you have an additional bonus with your mount besides just the +4 riding? Isn't there like a bond, like an additional bond +4? Like, you know, shouldn't that be like a +8 to your roll?
There is a modifier to it somehow.
There's another 4, so that would be at least, you know, okay. All right, it's...
Yeah, so DC 5 then.
DC 5 is what it would be. For what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, if we go from 5 to like ride to 20 for combat, even the train, I'm still thinking like 10 anyway. But you're missing some bonuses, so you got it. You good. Your slide will dig into this deeper, or like I said, get you guys to look up this when it's not your turn. But for this round, I think you're good. You 5-foot slide and
choppity choppity, sickly pickly. Do I have that on there? Magic sickle. I do.
Okay. Do you want to target our dude?
24, I didn't target.
Sorry, I got you. Yes, that hits.
Boom. 1d6 plus 2 slashing to violet fungus. 4 damage.
Ow.
All the dams.
Yeah, I don't like you at all.
Clip.
Anything else?
Yes.
Ha ha!
And then.
Harvest season. You know, you need a catch line, right?
Yeah. It's harvest.
I'm the harbor, right? Fafal yelling up the... Well, sorry. See, I don't want to, like, wake up the dungeon, but then again, if you want reinforcements, I'm going to wake up the dungeon. So he just starts yelling, Bartholomew! You know, combat ensues, we need you! You know, that type of thing. You're the expert on plant thingies! You know, going on some reference to a former foe that obviously you vanquished.
No, I just thought the you know, greenish hue of his skin would contrast well to the mushroom, and I wanted to see that, you know, for the pure aesthetics of it.
Oh, yeah.
An artistic sense of it.
I'm totally digging how Fafal is going to wake up the entire dungeon now, and they'll all be prepped spells and shields up ready for you guys as he's screaming up this pipe, just so you can have the player that showed up late. So, Fafal, that's done. Lord Samish Gildavarth.
I will attack said fun guy. Let's see, and miss.
Okay, stabbing this thing. You see the picture, right? All the podules and holes in this thing. It's like it's mesh. My sword is useless.
Have you applied the flanked?
No, but I rolled a 3.
A 3. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Well, what's the thing's AC? If you know, you never know. 7 could okay. hit without its.
I have made it flat footed. If that's what you're asking.
Yes.
No, you made. Yeah.
Yeah, you made Lord Samish flat footed. Remember the flag.
Oh right, it always goes on whose turn it is, not with a flat. Sorry. Okay, we'll fix that. So Leon, you are up, sir. There. Now we have a flat-footed fungi. Say that real 5 times, real fast.
I do believe it would be best to end this a little bit faster, if possible. So I'll take my -4 penalty. For attacking into melee.
Well, at least they moved, and it's not an additional 4 armor bonus they would give your opponent, making it like 8. Mm-hmm. So they've opened up for the shot. Yay. Okay. No precise shot. Please take a -4 penalty manually and shoot. Shoot her.
Yep. I'm just going to take the 1 shot, making sure I don't miss this. That penalty does hurt a fair bit.
Gotta get a good shot of the sewer here, zooming in.
And there's the nat 1.
Oh no.
Get that out of the way.
Oh
early.
No. Oh no. Let's go for a card. No, I don't have a name. I don't really care. But you know, there might be a body 8 earlier and he had a name.
Yeah,
he
well, was... also, this doesn't roll confirmation critical fumbles, so.
That's true. So roll d20. Smart guy. No, it's all right. We're only using those for like name targets and that kind of fun. Mostly on the crit, not so much on the fumble. So with a twang and a miss, anything else, Mr. Leon?
No, for now that's it.
Okay. My go.
I believe I am.
Yes.
Actually, can I step there?
There.
5-foot step to my.
To the east.
To my.
Yes.
Left.
Thank you. I do say this is one of our biggest podcast shows. Audio yep. only. Thank you. So, picture a winding 15-foot wide cavern that bottlenecks in its center, almost like an hourglass, and then spills out with a sort of a hard twist to the left into an actual constructed sewer. Your nice stone wall with your 5-foot curb, a 5-10-foot wide slurry of Pooh River, as Frank said, another curb on the other side. But back from that, in this naturalish cavern, right at the edge, almost in the doorway, is this purple fungi. And these guys have flanked it. Winston on the left, the west side. Varth on the right, on the east side. And back 10 feet and about 15 feet over at the bottleneck, we have Leon sliding to one side. If it falls off the map, 2 rooms away, yelling up a pipe. And the Violet Fungus would like to take a full attack action as...
A cool band name.
That is true. It starts rocking and swinging.
I think it already exists. It's a like British ska band.
Can I move? Can this thing move? Or am I anchored in place?
I would assume you're anchored.
I'm a plant.
No.
Doesn't look like
guys on the road.
would you like you me to answer fungus. That question?
Speed, 10 feet. Yep. I can move. Okay. I take a 5-foot fungi step to get...
They're smart enough to do that?
I'm getting hit from both sides.
All right.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a good point.
Because that's a combat...
Well,
tactic.
for me to get away, it would be more like I would give extra tentacles and pull more of you in to finish you off quicker. So as I was saying, full attack action, 4 tentacles. And an extra 1 for the guy that hit me. So, who hit me? Sickle Man. Yeah.
Chopping up the fungus.
But still,
here in a cave.
How smart is your average violet fungus? Not able to discern friend from foe, mount from thing. I again will give 1 tentacle even to Barkley, and the second tentacle flailing odd to Winston, just trying to grab you as if you're a larger creature. So attack number 1, first we're going to try and hit Winston with a miss.
Nice.
This is going to be a pain in the butt because now where's good old Barkley? You're not on the board, Barkley.
Barkley.
I put Bark. There he is. Okay.
I've been amalgamated.
Now I'm going to try to take a tentacle, some tentacle action at Mr. Barkley, and hits.
Aha! No, he doesn't. Wait. Make a ride check. Come on, baby. Hit that 15. Baby, hit that 15. Yes, 18 ride check. Two.
Wiggle away.
Yep.
5 foot left.
To negate.
A hit or hit negate the damage?
Negates the damage.
Okay.
Well, you negate the hit. You evade the hit.
No, this is an important warning. I'd like you to look that up, because if it negates the hit, we're fine. If it negates the damage, I have two effects for each hit. And if I've made contact with you, fortitude save, you know, I still touched you. Sure, you took no damage, but there still might be an effect. Anyway, moving on. Some 10-foot
action. It says the hit is negated.
Okay, that's fine. Mr. Varth. And I believe 15 feet away, Leon is out of my reach, so you get two tentacles. Lucky you.
All you gotta do is miss twice. Once.
That's all I gotta do. And you know what? I will try.
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
I will try. He misses with the first tentacle. It misses with the second tentacle. Your dream is realized. Bartholomew, can I have a perception check?
Certainly.
What are these guys on about? What? Fafal wants me to do his laundry?
Something about physique? Plants. I need you?
Plants, yeah.
I do think we might be doing mounted combat wrong.
Oh, of course. Like, since day one. But, you know, one day perhaps we'll get together and learn it properly.
Oh, no, I meant, like, the feet.
10.
10. Okay. He's calling your name.
Ooh.
His tone is urgent.
Mm.
And to hear it more clearly...
Oh, yeah, totally wrong. That hit still counts.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with Bartholomew. We'll come back to you.
Absolutely.
You can go rules lawyer
on your turn. My perception check.
That's right. Fafal's yelling up, we're doing combat wrong. What? It's all wrong down here. Come down here with your log and help us. What do you want to do? He's calling your name. He's very urgently, but the actual, like, the why.
Make my way towards.
Okay. Pop a leg in the stone pipe.
Yep.
Did you want to try an athletics, an acrobatic check to do the ladder slide, or just try to climb as quickly?
Yeah.
The Star Trek ladder slide?
Oh, yeah. Without, like, a helmet that goes ding, 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 all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, acrobatics?
Yep.
In the bag. Everyone knows that I am the most acrobatic. Oh, yeah. 20. Not natural, but it's, I rolled a 19.
All right. So, you start
it counts.
A 15-foot slide. Whee! And you're 15 feet down. We'll say the rest of your movement was like getting over there, getting on there. Okay, next. So you're halfway down, because it's got to be a good 30 foot drop. I hope you don't blow it, because your little blue friend is literally below, like at the ladder. Just fall on him. That would be awesome. But we shall see. Barkley is irrelevant. I just put him in here for the sake of it. Back to Winston. Winston,
yes.
You're mounted. So you're in combat. Let's discuss this at length on your turn.
That hit was totally effective. I have to. Get greater than the attack roll for it to be negated, and I did not.
Ah, so this was a condition. So how much damage do I owe you guys? Or you guys were just like, that successful check. Blah. So there's a DC that varies based on the attack roll.
Yes.
Okay. So I owe you or Winston? No, I owe Barkley, because it was a ride check. Barkley getting some dams.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So back to Violet Fungus, but again, gentlemen, you know, we do try to play rules as written, and thank you for your honesty. So retargeting Barkley for a moment for some damage owed. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good backdrop.
Oh, my.
He takes 4 points of damage, and can I have
a
fortitude save? As this fur melts, such nasty corrosiveness.
19.
I'll get back to you. It's the day. Combat ain't over yet. Day's not over yet. So I believe back at the top of the order, Winston, yourself, now that backlog issue has been resolved, what can I do for you? Where are we at here? Your turn.
I will attack. Actions.
Okay.
Magical.
You get a plus two for flanking. Don't forget to add that in.
So that'd be a 19, but it hit anyways. So okay. Yay. For 6 damage.
Nice.
Yep, and you start slicing this thing up. It's pretty tough. It's not falling over easily, but you are making progress. The sickle cuts into it deeply.
For the job.
Yeah, this teethy little, you know. You're on the path to druidicness. Killing, murdering plants that are not even sentient, because Frank says they're stupid. So, what kind of evil druid are you? That's true. I actually looked up intelligence. It's blank. It's like, I'm a plant. What do you expect from me? Winston, anything else?
yeah, nah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
I
think, Fafal's turn. Hey, I'm a sylph. I have night vision.
Oh,
I look
wait,
up.
No, totally. Wait, yes. No, I still have other actions. I am going to encourage Barkley to attack.
All right. Right check?
Yes, sir.
And is there a stat DC for that in combat?
13. I don't know. Give me a second.
Well, another four would take that. Like, I'm thinking it's 10 or 15. And if you keep forgetting to add an additional four, that would bring you way up into the 17 for most of your rolls.
I believe it's 10 because I'm sure Barkley has the attack command.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Which,
okay.
Yeah, it's just a trick.
And you, like I said, you keep forgetting the extra four for your bonded mount. Well, all cavaliers are considered bonded to their mounts, and you get that +4 to any command, any ride check, and any command.
Oh, yeah,
handle animal, right?
Yeah, it doesn't automatically now, resolve that here.
You're doing a ride check to me. It's a handle animal, not a ride check. Yeah.
Handle animal.
Yeah. You give yourself a +4.
You know what? That's better. I got a better bonus for that.
Is it 8?
It's, there you go.
The
same thing.
Maybe you should put in like a static bonus in the miscellaneous yeah. bar.
Oh, you're right, extra, I should. Yeah.
And then, because you're the only animal you're allowed to handle right there, Barkley. So as I was saying, Fafal can see 60 feet in the dark and sees a whole bunch of arc butt sliding down his way. So it's his turn now. I'm going to back up.
Well, hold on. Can we resolve Barkley's attack?
Yep.
Actions. Chomp chomp. Do it, Barkley. No. 13.
So close.
Oh, I can actually have Barkley.
Plus the
flank. Oh, plus 2
bonus.
For flank. Yep.
It's 15.
That actually is what you need to hit him flat-footed.
Boom.
Nice.
And if you do damage, I've got him queued up now, so.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
No, that's good. We should have Barkley in the combats from now on, because now it actually does, you know, Barkley's relevant.
3 damage. Nip, nip, nip.
I'm a relevant combatant, damn it.
And just out of curiosity, can this thing be tripped?
Well, it has a movement rate, so it should be able to.
Because then I get to, you know, do the auto trip.
Imagine every dog does like Kong.
I have a CMD, and there's no bonuses to trips, or, you know, so yeah. If you want to knock it over, make it prone, as it were.
Hit. There you go.
Okay. So now I am I'm a flanked prone fungus.
Very rare variety.
Adding prone. But you know what? Like, a lot of people don't stack conditions to make it. They're just like, oh, we slog in there and hit every round. If you can add a combat condition, a penalty, a buff to you, or penalty to your comp, you know, you guys really should. So
I've several times, in just our play sessions, seen those little bonuses completely sway the progression of a battle.
Right? Yeah. So, I'm sorry, because I had to flag the fungus to set them up like this, we're talking about Winston and Barkley, right?
Yep.
Actually, you know what? We'll give old Barkley 22, whatever is in here, 22 as well, and he'll be properly where he is. There we go. Because Barkley is the real hero of our story. You all know it.
Totally is.
Yeah, yeah. So that's you, Winston. You're done? Winston and Barkley are done. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Fafal sees him coming down and wants to move and suddenly remembers I'm backing up into a tripwire. Because I wasn't expecting this orc just to like, okay, he's on the ladder, good, I can back up safely. Suddenly he starts sliding down. I react. I don't want to get hit. Shit, there's a tripwire behind me. So I'm going to make a reflex save for good old Fafal. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Oh, I have his character sheet. Where is his actual reflex? Dun, 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 7. That's not good enough. He falls over the tripwire. Click, and he's like, oh, let's talk about that old trap that no one really disabled. He wanted to know what it does. Oh, does Fafal have disabled? I had him check it out, right?
He should, if he's on his bard here.
Yeah, but if I roll and he blows it, it would have gone off in your faces.
Well.
Anyway, it's a little bit too in-depth. Like, the fact that he pointed some stuff out to you, made theories, he's on Autobot mode. I shouldn't, you know what I mean? Can't dig in too much. Anyway, however, this is provoked by another player. I want the fast way. He's in the way. I'm trying to avoid damage, but I stumble into something. So I think this is a legit call. Sorry, dude. Wrong place, right javelin, and it goes off.
He gets
stumbles over the trap. Oh no. This thing has attack of +15. That's so bad. Fafal gets javelined. Maybe. Possibly, maybe.
Fafal gets a new weapon.
32. Fafal gets D6 plus 6, takes 9 points of damage as it pierces him high in the back of the shoulder as he's flicking over the... Oops.
It's a pretty heavy hit.
But you know, if a Fafal falls in the forest and no one sees it, should he really whine about it later to his friends? Lord Samish, Guild of Varth.
Alrighty then.
So Leon, you're on deck. Lord Varth, you're up. What do you want to do?
I'm going to have to keep doing what I'm doing.
And just so swing, we can all see that, so he fell backward, you know, from the...
You know, so I'm flanking with the mounted gun. I'm just going to go ahead and take a swing.
All right.
Let's see. 20 is a hit.
Yep.
For 4 points of damage.
Nicely done. Still here, but... Even five-footed prone, I'm still a match for y'all. Haha. Anything else, sir?
And then I will take a 5-foot step back.
Okay.
Trying to clear up some room so Leon can take a shot.
All right. Now, if you move, I am suddenly no longer flanked because you do not have reach. You, like, instantly made my armor class better. Now, Leon actually does have a clear shot because in this rule set, if you go back to where you are, he can join mm-hmm. the back of his square to the front of it. So you're actually not in the way. Like, okay. Thematically, it's great. But it's also my job as DM of going, you just kind of, you know, humstrung your bonus.
Yeah, yeah, so. No worries. Then I'll stay there.
Yep. So, Leon.
And then I'll look up to see if standing provokes an attack of opportunity.
Dan dances back. Goes away. Yeah, if this thing tries to get up, it does.
So from where I am, I'm going to take another single shot and go from there. With it being prone now, I'm not particularly...
Yes, actually, I have a +4 to my AC range. Thank you for tripping me. I'm actually harder to hit. So you need an additional -4. That's a -8 total, please. I'm a +4 to hit with a melee weapon, but a ranged weapon, I actually have a bigger bigger armor class thanks to that.
Actually, do you think it would auto-calculate that penalty?
Well, what is your actual bonus?
My actual bonus, like, without any modifiers at all, is +12.
Okay, now you need to put in the -4 for precise shotting, because you don't have... Okay, so do that, and we'll just see if it lowers your bonus.
Okay.
Okay? Because I can tell you, flat-footed, its AC is 15. So, 18 with the -4, and it says you missed, so I guess it did. If it took an additional 4 off, that would drop you to 14, not 15, which you needed. It did it for us. Yay!
Yeah.
And there's a miss. Okay. So they knock it over to get an advantage, but this does not help you.
I announced I think you can handle this for now. I'm going to check on our companions. There's a fair bit of noise coming from behind me.
Yeah, we did hear Fafal yelling and then cursing.
And I will take my time to move up.
That's karma for his lack of dungeon etiquette.
Okay.
I know, right?
Okay.
Who taught him dwarven stealth?
I know, right?
Back up to the secret door and wait, and that's my movement for that turn.
Okay. And then close it. Then close it.
Just let him wander through the dungeon, waking up the rest of it for you.
Okay. Just wander through. Guys.
It's time. Guys. It's time for Violet Fungus.
It stands.
I'm not that smart. I might just try to attack you while prone. Is that a feat? I don't know. It tries to right itself so that it can lash out with its tentacles. So it does provoke, gentlemen.
Attack of opportunity.
Yep.
Poof. Opportunity.
Yep.
I'll take that.
I will too.
Hit. Does Barkley get one as well?
He does, but he won't take it unless, like I said, he's under your control in combat. Yeah, if he suddenly lurched forward without you ready, it would screw up your attack, so...
Yeah, and I actually have to command him,
right?
Yeah. But that would I'd lose my attack of opportunity.
But I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that once you've given him the attack command, he just goes.
This is true.
Sorry, can't see it.
But anyways, yeah, I don't know. It's fine. I get it.
You give him the attack command, attack, and then you wait for it. He attacks. Good. It's getting up. I go to lurch, and he lurches with you. You know, like if you weren't literally riding him, and he was like an Autobot mode or like a summoned creature just goes, and you're like, thank you for the tandem, that type of thing. But you guys are attached. It can actually screw you up. So I'm not going to give it to you. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I rolled a total of 10.
Okay. And that's a miss. But Varth got in a hit with the 9 points of damage. Yep.
Yep. 9 points.
Critically oozing purple ooze of the oozeness. So I'm up now. And now that I took 9 points of damage, when I attack you guys, I have to take a -9 penalty.
What?
Oh.
What? You can do that if you want to.
No, sorry. I'm thinking of like when you strike and you actually incur attack of a penalty and you get hit in the face while striking, that strike suddenly takes the damage as, but no, not just getting up. But you know what? I wonder, here's something interesting. What if I now must make an athletics check or a simple acrobatics check just to get up because you guys are whacking away, just to stand? I mean, it's probably simple at 5, but even with my, you know, -9, okay, I managed to right myself and I'm pissed off. Full attack action. 2 for you, 2 for you.
It can't full attack. It stood up.
I'm not that smart. It just does it blindly. No, I'm kidding. I rage. I use my hero point. No, I got nothing. Okay, 1 attack.
It'd be a fun guy point. It would be a fun guy.
Hit me. I react. I react to Leon stimulus. Did. No, I don't think it was
Leon it. Did.
Go get him. Go get him.
guys, like, okay, I'm gonna leave. Oh, it was that guy.
It's like 40 feet of tentacle just shoots out and grabs Leon down the ankle. Oh my god, what the hell? Oh, sorry, nothing we can do.
It's a roper.
Destructo disc.
Crap. I was still prone, so I didn't get my bonus. Anyway, Varth, I think even with my 11 and possibly 15, that would not hit you.
No. So my armor class right now is 19.
Right. So I lash out at you. I write myself. I lash out at you. Very upset that I can't do a full tech option right now. And it's Bartholomew Donald Dagon's turn. You're halfway down a ladder.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. And then? Dum, 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 dum. Can I have another acrobatics check to get the other way down, the other half?
Sure.
But
what could go wrong?
Yep.
Natural 13, 14.
No problem. You slide, you hit the ground, 15 feet, that's half your movement. You have a second move action, or you have a second any kind of action. You turn, there's no light down here, but you have dark vision. You see 10 feet away, Fall sitting on the floor with a javelin sticking out of the back of his shoulder.
Is he moving?
Yeah. Oh, he's pissed. He's holding it. And he's cursing under his breath, and he's looking right at you with blame in his eyes for some mysterious reason. What do you do?
Look better, chap. Where are the meds?
What?
Look better, chap. Where are the lads?
Oh, okay. He just, with his free hand, like he's holding onto this javelin, he just thumbs over this shoulder and then winces because he moves his shoulder, pointing at a wall behind him that actually has a panel that's opened, revealing a secret door that is ajar.
I sprint in that direction.
Okay.
And I give him free action, little pat on the shoulder. Pat, pat.
That's so weird.
I'm going to...
That's Bartholomew.
I was going to let you go with the move action, but now that you stop to like interact with him and be a dick, that's your movement. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there.
Walk it off.
The javelin trap. Oh, I need to believe. I need to take this thing out. Heal self. How about a heal check there, Sir Bartholomew? Sir Winston, top of the round, round 3.
Let's see what we're going to do here. Choppity choppity with the sickle and encourage Bergley to attack.
You know, fungus is delicious with the hollandaise sauce. What?
Hit with the sickle. 4. 3 points of damage.
Chop it away. This thing just more and more purple and black ichor just keeps coming out of this thing. One side is caved in really badly. You know, it's just limping around.
All right, and handle animal. Feast! 18.
Okay. Now, if you have Barkley attack, it has the violet targeted, and you can go nuts. It should be able to hit and miss and damage a little bit.
2, 17 for a hit.
Rip, rip.
Nom, nom. 6 points of damage.
He sinks his teeth into it, and even though he's pulling for the trip to pull it back down, all the tentacles that are waving around at Varth just suddenly go limp, and it stops moving.
Hooray!
Cool. So did any of us get slimed by those tentacles?
You did. And if you had failed your fortitude save, we could talk about some interesting effects, but not today. You're just high effects, or? Well, we'll get into it. No effects, as far as you know.
Whoa, look at my hands. They're huge.
That fun guy is kicking in.
Just very lubricated.
So bad. So, gentlemen, the room is yours. You've won the day. The place stinks.
We searched the thing.
Okay. Under its mound, near the edge of the wall, propped up, is a decayed body. Can I have perception checks?
I don't know if I want to touch that. Perception.
Barkley. Samish.
I got a 15.
Yeah, you see it. You see the vague shape of a body under the fungus patch. Barkley's doing the point thing.
Barkley just sees the bones. He's like, ha ha! Yeah. Goes for a femur.
Nudge it. The most valuable thing in this room.
Yeah.
Right? Nudge it with my boot. Okay. See if it's got like the glint of armor is still intact, or see if something's salvageable.
There's a belt still intact. seems to have, despite all the rot going on with the rest of the man's clothing and armor, this belt that he wears seems to have withstood the test of time for some reason.
That screams take me, so.
Yeah.
And wrap it around your forehead.
Yeah, so power loot.
Okay. Bartholomew.
Yes.
Passing through a chamber, glancing left, right, you see Leon signaling you 10 feet away at a southern cross in an intersection, directing you to avoid the room full of food and come towards him.
Yeah. I think combat is afoot. So I come busting in the room going, hurrah!
Yeah. Charging in to
meet barrel everyone. Roll in, axe out.
Yeah. And you see, do you remember that plant you and Leon fought in the underground temple in all the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those. But it looks like they've defeated it. By the time you got here, you know, all goes quiet. Varth is daintily, with sword and boot, picking apart a corpse. Winston is sniffing around with Barkley. Leon's on the door.
Happened to throw a javelin, I say to the group.
Was that maybe a trap? Question mark?
Well, Fall had a javelin embedded in his shoulder when I passed him.
No, maybe there's javelin throwers to the north. I'll flick the kind of the belt thing towards Sir Winston and then begin to move.
We'll head off. Open dungeon again, gentlemen. Move as you will. Tell me what you wish to do. Right. We'll assume that the belt is in party treasure, you know, figured out, but in Winston's care at the moment.
Hmm.
Do we figure out what to do?
Stick with Samish.
Question. Is it if the dungeon is alerted to us, maybe we should lie low for a couple of minutes, give them time to calm down, as it were?
Yeah, burn through the buff spell that I might have cast, bastards.
Much as if, you know, we were children and we'd throw rocks at hornet's nests, we would often hide and wait for them to calm down to do
it
again.
It's like playing thief, you know, you stir them up and they start looking all over the place. You just kind of wait it out in the shadow, right?
So I'll peek my head out through the secret door.
Okay.
Fall.
All right. So you want to go
back to the original. No, I want to stay like in this room and kind of whisper to Leon, and then motion him to come in.
Leon's breached the room again, and he's sort of stacked up on the hallway by the looks of it. Is that what you're doing, Leon? You've kind of posted up on that arch?
Yeah, because I figured that Fafal would probably be coming through, which point it's best to know that there isn't someone waiting for us on the other side, so I'm watching down that hallway.
Okay. And Bartholomew also ignores you, Varth, and steps in. Now they've posted up on the sort of the next exit.
All right. I had a perfectly good idea.
I agree with your idea, but at the same time, we all have to be in the same area to do it.
Yeah, I go back to Fafal. They're fine. Why were you crying? And I try in half orcish heel check to see if he's okay.
Okay. Wiggle the javelin, he winces and curses you. Yeah.
9.
He's alive.
So he's fine.
He's got a weapon sticking out of his back. And he's just seething at Bartholomew.
You should be more careful around these things.
Do you speak... What's the air language? It's not Aquin, that's the water one. Avian?
No.
Arran.
Arran, yeah. He starts saying something that doesn't sound very pleasant in Arran at you.
That's fine. I don't understand it. If he meant it, he was speaking a language I could.
Mm. Well, you're a knight. I'm a servant, a henchman, a retainer, you know, of our lord. So if you can't say anything nice, say it under your breath. And he doesn't necessarily want to challenge your honor, but can't help. And, you know, he gets really upset, goes back to the native tongue. Shall we put it that way? Anyway, so all we hear is this quiet little conversation with Bartholomew. Are you right, man? Stand up. You know, that type of thing. But no rush of goblins forthcoming out of the dungeon hall. And we will see you next time on Dice Before Dishonor. Say goodnight, Bartholomew.
Goodnight. Stand up like a man. Don't be such a wuss.
Oh, harsh words.
But honest words.